From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush visited Orlando today for a town meeting to discuss ways to stimulate the economy and bring back tourism. The president's brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, says reviving the state's economy is his top priority. Tourism is Florida's number one money earner. The September 11th attacks devastated the industry, and tourists are only now beginning to return. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
On Miami Beach's famed Ocean Drive, the sun was shining, the palm trees were swaying in the breeze. The atmosphere was tranquil, which was a bit of a shock for traveler Pam Hagendorm of Indiana, who regularly vacations in Miami Beach with her husband. She's used to a Miami Beach of fashionable crowds, jamming restaurants and malls filled with shoppers. Not this time, she said.
Miami has been lovely. A little quiet, but lovely. We've noticed in the shopping malls. Not nearly as many people as I was accustomed to from last year.
The tourists like the Hagendorms are slowly coming back. Florida is still staggering from the September 11th attacks. Tourism is by far the state's biggest industry, generating more than $50 billion in revenue each year and more than 850,000 jobs. At the Tides Hotel in South Beach, General Manager Jim Kostecki was trying to woo lunch customers to the restaurant. He recalled the days following the attacks.
Our business, basically stopped for, pretty much the month of September. South Florida, Miami Beach, is heavily dependent on the airline business. And when the airlines stopped flying, that significantly hurt us.
96% of Florida's visitors come by air. After years of growth, tourism nosedived after September 11th, in many places dropping 60% in a matter of days. More than 15,000 people filed unemployment claims the week after the attack, the highest level since 1991. In response, Governor Jeb Bush called a special session of the state legislature to deal with a $1 billion shortfall in sales tax collections. Bush told an industry gathering last month that he's spending much of the rest of his time promoting Florida.
We're going to aggressively make sure that people know in these uncertain economic times that it won't cost an arm and a leg to come to Florida, that it'll be safe and it'll be convenient and there'll be easy ways for them to access the best possible values for the best possible vacation that they could ever imagine.
Florida's tourism associations are spending more than $10 million in promotional campaigns. This one, for Miami, markets South Florida as an antidote to the stress many people are feeling today.
When was the last time you got together with the people who really make you smile? What makes you happy? Miami.
Hotels, restaurants, and locally based airlines like Air Tran are aggressively cutting prices. The average hotel price on the beach has dropped below $100 a night, unusual for this time of year. And now, hotels and restaurants report that business is picking up. Jim Kostecki of the Tides Hotel said that the hotel sold out last weekend.
I think a lot of it is last-minute trips that they're, because we're seeing on the reservation side, the reservations are still slow, but there's like last-minute pickup as we get closer to the weekends. So I think it's people at the last minute deciding to get away and take advantage of some of the lower airfares and hotel room prices, that sort of thing.
The boom times are not back, but restaurants that a month ago were nearly empty are now reporting moderately good business. The number of passengers flying into Miami over Thanksgiving was down, but only off 6% from a year ago. In Orlando, though Disney has temporarily closed one hotel, the lines are back at Disney World. Some businessmen say that if bookings are still soft, it's not because of terrorism, but because of mild weather in the Northeast. They say it won't be until after the first big winter snowstorm hits up north that they'll be able to gauge whether Florida tourism is on the path to recovery. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.